Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's now time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. It is the Wednesday edition. And I'm really excited for this one. All right, let's get the good of the day.
Good of the day's got to go to Tsuyoshi Shinjo, a.k.a. Big Boss. That's the name that I don't know if he gave himself. And if he gave it to himself, God bless him, because he deserves every last letter of it.
No doubt.
He's the manager of Japan's Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, which, by the way, great name, Ham Fighters.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know if this is a thing in Japan, but the manager, he made a dramatic entrance. And when I say dramatic, it is over the top. Nothing compares to it. I mean, not even a WWE entrance. He comes out, looks like the bullpen area, music a-blaring, smoke everywhere, lighting is perfect, jumps on what I can only describe as a hover bike.
Yes! When I saw this video,
hover
I asked
bike.
You, what is this?
Flies around the dome stadium for about 30 seconds and then lands it. And that's
so,
it.
This is a drone, but it is big enough to have a bike that he can be on top of it, and then he's flying on it.
Yes.
Okay. So what do we make of this?
I mean, you said it best. We were talking about it during the break. Game changer.
Game changer.
I think that's the best way to describe it.
So you and I one time a while ago talked about flying cars.
Yes.
And I brought up a clip of Neil deGrasse Tyson, I think he was on Joe Rogan, who said that we have them now, they're called helicopters. And Joe Rogan kind of went, oh, really? Like, we're not going to have flying cars? Like, because deGrasse Tyson was talking about the physics, and he said, the amount of force that you needed, that was necessary to lift a car up and fly it is so great, and it's just, it would be so noisy and take up so much power, it's not even worth it. But this, to me, changes that game.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be your Dodge Journey that gets wings and flies. It could just be a one-passenger, two-passenger drone bike that you use to fly over the traffic.
I mean, this looks big enough for someone to sit on the back, right?
Right. So, But I think you and I were kind of discussing this in a way like saying, look, okay, so when I'm a kid, my parents got me a Commodore 64. I'm a kid of the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm a Commodore 64. It used BASIC, right? It was just simple. But one of the things it did for me and my brother was it made us familiar enough with the computers so that they weren't scary when we got, like, to school, like the high school when computers started to become more of a reality. By the way, I'm old enough to remember when my high school – and the teacher that was in charge of the computers, Mr. Bickford, he treated those computers like they were Fabergé eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had to be certified to use them. Like you couldn't just let any old schlub student get behind the wheel of those contraptions, right? Now I carry a phone that holds every piece of information that has ever been conceived by humankind.
I remember, you know, going to a computer lab and waiting because there was only like three.
Exactly. So within our relatively short amount of time, we went from a computer that if you could play tic-tac-toe on it was amazing to now accessing the world information at your fingertips. And we complain that it's too slow.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You remember getting on the internet back in the day?
Yeah.
I mean, it was... You know, and you just waited, and you were fine with it.
Somebody now, was on the phone, and you're like, get off the phone!
Yeah, now, if it's not there, if you can't get to a page within a nanosecond, you almost want to smash the computer.
Yeah. Louis C.K. tells a joke about being on a plane, and goes, the plane was so excited that it had Wi-Fi. He goes, I'm on the plane the first time Wi-Fi was available in an airplane, and they were so excited about it, and they said, we can use the in-flight Wi-Fi. Because then later on, it shut down. It didn't quite work. And he goes, the guy next to me goes, this is BS. And he goes, you just found this technology Like, just now, and you're already complaining. That's how we've grown accustomed. So back to this flying drone bike thing. Yeah, it doesn't go very fast.
No.
And it looks kind of primitive in its in what it is. But this is the catalyst for 10 years from now.
20 years from now. 20
years from now. They're everywhere, and they go faster, and they're safer, and we're flying all over the place in these things.
I mean, I brought this up. I mean, when the first car came out, think all the way back like to 1910s.
Right.
It never even dawned on them that this thing could go 30 miles per hour.
Sure.
And now we have cars that are like, oh, you know, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
You're right. I mean, bring like a Lamborghini back in time to like 1910.
They would think it's a spaceship.
Right? Yeah. What do we talk about like, like my grandmother's generation, right? Your grandmother's generation.
Yeah.
Like they lived, my grandmother lived to be 97. She passed away in 2017. There's nobody in the history of the world that lived through a completely crazy technological time.
Yes.
Than people from my grandmother's generation who lived to be near 100.
Yep.
Like, I think about what my grandmother saw when she was 10 compared to what she saw when she was 97. It's insane. You can't put your arms around it. You cannot put your arms around what somebody saw in 1922 to compare to 2022. It's insane. And no person in the history of the world ever saw that kind of technological growth. So to see a drone bike today, 10 years from now, we'll all have one.
I mean, you know, they're going to say the same thing about us because when we grew up, computers weren't a thing.
Right.
God, I remember, you know.
Never felt like I needed one.
I remember my first video game, Atari 2600.
Yeah.
It was just a joystick and a button. That was
it.
It
was the greatest thing in the history of
mankind. Yeah, and now I, you know, if I had a hold of a controller, I got like 18 buttons. I don't have enough fingers for all these buttons.
Patton Oswalt said once about the MP3 player. He goes, back in the day, you used to walk around with your Walkman.
Yep.
Right? It used to be cassette. You'd walk around with your Walkman. He goes, now we got MP3 players. And if you were to go back in time and show somebody with a Walkman what that was, they'd say, what is that? He goes, oh, it plays digital music. And he goes, well, how many songs does it hold? Every song that has ever been written in the history of the human race. And he goes, oh, my God, how much does that thing cost? It must be $1,000,000,000. No, we give them away for free. Like, that's how far we've come.
Yeah. How much music hold? All of them.
All of the songs. What do you mean all of the songs? No, I mean, seriously, every song ever.
Yep.
And by the way, they give them away in Cracker Jack boxes. Like, we give them away as door prizes. Like, nobody even knows how they got theirs. They're like, oh, yeah, I must have gotten that at some party. Right? That's how fast it goes. This drone bike is a game changer.
It's what, you know, 30 years from now, we're going to be like, hey, you remember that first time
right.
we saw it?
Remember this show when you're flying around on your drone bike in 5 years? You're like, yeah, Tony and Ron told me about this 5 or 6 years
ago. Went 8 miles per hour.
My stupid neighbor's got a bigger one than I do. I better just get to the dealership.
It's got more trunk space than me.
Yeah, his has got a sunroof. Bragger. Like, remember this program. All right, we went long on the good, but well worth it.
Yeah.
All right, what's the bad of the day, then we'll break, and then we'll do the dumb of the day.
Well, yeah, because the dumb.
Because I can't help myself with that.
No, I'm 100% with you.
Can't help myself.
It's a game changer. I saw
Absolutely.
That, and I was like, oh, my God, I want one today. I don't care if it only goes 5 miles per hour. I want one. The bad of the day is to all the fans out there that are upset over Eric Church, who's a country artist, canceling his concert in San Antonio this weekend. Do you know why he's doing it?
Why is he doing that?
He is born and raised in North Carolina. He is a Tar Heel through and through.
Good for him.
And he canceled his tournament because he will not miss North Carolina Duke. And to all those fans, all I have to say is this. You don't get it.
Too bad. You don't
understand. You don't get it.
You do not understand.
I mean, if this was just a regular season game, yeah, I'd be upset.
It might be the most important. It's the most important game in the rivalry. Might be.
Yeah.
I gotta stop. I've gotta just say what it is without sort of putting like
an
asterisk next to it. Like, maybe the 2001 game was. No, forget it. This is the most important game in the history of that rivalry. It's for everything.
Everything.
Everything. It is to end Coach K's career on a loss to North Carolina. How incredible could that be?
But in the Final Four.
That's in the Final Four.
I mean, you can't ask. If you're a Tar Heel fan, you can't ask for a better outcome.
The T-shirt makers around the country are ready to put the score on a T-shirt, some meme on a T-shirt. Like, they're jumping at the opportunity to cash in on this game. Every North Carolina fan in the country.
And we kept saying it over and over. Villanova, Kansas, probably going to be a great game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the undercard.
I told you this story before. I'm going to repeat this story because it's kind of prevalent to this. I told you, I have a friend of mine who consults political campaigns. Right, so he basically, one of his jobs is he provides you with the banners and the bumper stickers and all that stuff. He markets that, but he also gives political advice. Like, he'll say, you should go here, your polling is bad here, give a speech here, whatever. He said he had a candidate one time years and years ago, and he said, listen, you're going to get asked the South Carolina Clemson question in the state of South Carolina. He says, you're going to get asked the question. He goes, don't do the thing where you go, I like them both. Nobody in this state likes them both. Right? John Edwards. You remember John Edwards ran for vice presidential candidate? Was it Al Gore, I think? Or John Kerry? It was John Kerry. He was asked once, Duke or North Carolina? He's from North Carolina. He said, well, I like them both. And they said this was a like, people could vote for you if you are a fan of the team they don't like. Because, you know, they go, all right, well, I can't, you know.
At least you're honest. At
least you're honest. But that's the key. At least you're honest. Like, if I'm a Duke fan, I could vote for a politician that shares my values if he roots for North Carolina. Because I get it. Not everybody likes Duke. Not everybody likes North Carolina.
Yeah.
I get it. And we can agree to disagree in our sports team. But if you come at me with, I like both Duke and North Carolina, I'm going to think you're from Michigan. Like, what are you, a transplant? Did you just get here 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, like for me.
Like, try that in Alabama. Like, try that. Like, try a politician going, I'm an Auburn fan, but I'm also an Alabama fan. Like, you'd be like, please leave the state. Thank you.
Yeah. Turn in your ID.
You're not really from here. You have no sense of what this is. You do not know what this is.
And you got to be careful, because if you say that, you're probably going to have jury duty every single week for the rest of your life.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So it's better to take a side. It is better to say, sorry, this is the side I'm on, rather than I like both. Ugh, like both. So the thing about that rivalry is, yes, if you are in that, if you are from that state, if you were raised in that environment, Duke, North Carolina, whatever you're doing Saturday night, you got to stop. If you were planning on getting married, reschedule the event or have it in the morning. Tell everybody that's coming. Yeah, it was going to be a nighttime dinner thing. Now it's a breakfast buffet at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
We're getting this thing over with as quickly as possible.
Or if, you know, have it in the afternoon and say, guys, you know, the typical reception, you're not going to have. We're wheeling in TVs.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Like, we're not missing this for any reason
whatsoever.
And we
will separate this crowd like it's the bride and groom's families.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yes, those of you who are upset about
San Antonio,
this,
I'm sorry.
San Antonio, sorry, but this really is a big deal. All right, we'll have the dumb coming up next, and then we may be talking some Villanova basketball as we continue with Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, we'll get to the dumb in just a minute as we wrap up that segment. Michael on Twitter. Tony, when your grandmother was a child, a man used to bring a block of ice with no elevator up to your apartment through your refrigerator. Yes, she's seen some technological changes. Yeah, and now,
exactly.
Now I have a device that makes sonic chewable ice in my garage. Because I just don't like the regular blocks of ice. They're just too
hard. Well, I complain when the ice maker in my refrigerator is slow.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, forgetting that I used to have to fill ice trays.
Yeah.
And wait for them to freeze.
What a wild, I'm really curious, like, if I live to be 95, and I hope I do, but if I live to be 95, Will I experience the same? I would think I would. Right?
I think we will. I mean, yes, like, you know, I agree that, you know, like, you know, our grandparents saw technological advances unfathomable.
Like, some of them didn't see flight and then saw the moon landing.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people, not necessarily my grandmother, but some people saw no flying to landing on the moon.
I think for us, the fact that, you know, we used to have a Walkman, and then we had we used to be able to play CDs, a portable CD player in our hands that would constantly skip.
Right.
Right?
All the time.
And don't forget, it had that bass boost button.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, or just wireless headphones. I mean, we had wired headphones that if it bent just wrong, you had to throw them away.
So if I lived to be, like, I was born in the early 70s, so if I lived to be in the, like, 2060, like, what would it be like?
I'm curious, too.
In 2060, where I go, oh, my God, when I was a kid, it was just ridiculous. Like, I don't know what I could say. Because somebody who's 100 years old, like, back in 2000, could be like, yeah, I had no television, and now I have high-definition television.
Right.
Like, will I experience better things that I've known my whole life, or will I experience things I absolutely can't imagine existing? Because that's that generation. Like, that, some, there was, like I said earlier, there were some people who thought man flying was ridiculous. And then next thing you know, they're in their old age and they're like, we landed on the moon. Like, we took a rocket ship to the moon. Like, will I just see things more advanced, or will I wake up and go, we have technology I couldn't even fathom? Or will I just see better things, better cars, better computers, better phones, better TVs, you know what I mean? Rather than something completely new. Like, take a 100-year-old person today, and if you went back in time to when they were a kid and showed them a TV back in 1922, they'd be like, what the heck is this? But 15 years from now, 20 years from now, if you take that same 100-year-old guy 15 years from now and go back, they go, oh, that's just a better version of what I remember as a child. When I was a kid, it was bigger. It was like black and white, very limited channels. It was kind of squirrely. You've obviously improved that over 100 years. It's an interesting philosophical conversation. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is actually a good dumb of the day.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm really excited for this.
Cool way to put it.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this. The NFL has agreed to allow two teams to have their probably the greatest throwback jerseys ever.
Which are?
The Eagles will be bringing back their Kelly Green jerseys.
I like those. I really like those.
And the Buccaneers are bringing back the creamsicle.
Wow.
Why it's dumb? We won't see it until 2023.
Why?
I don't know.
Why can't they figure out the throwback helmet thing?
Here's my issue, right? And if you're Tampa, I would be livid and say, can we do it now?
Well, let's hold the roll on Tampa for a second. There is, other than Doug Williams, there's no good memory they've ever had in those uniforms.
Right.
Like, they're like, that uniform is synonymous with some of the worst professional football that has ever been played in the history of the league.
Yes.
Now, it looks good. It's got a cool color, and it's nostalgic. But remember, nostalgia is supposed to give you a feeling of something good. Like, when you eat something, I remember my mother's meatloaf. It was the best thing I ever ate when I was a kid. You don't go, oh, this reminds me of my mother's meatloaf, which was god-awful, and we dreaded it every time she made it. That's not nostalgic. When you see if you've lived in Tampa for 50 years and you see those creamsicle Buccaneer uniforms, don't you think, ugh, 2-14, John McKay saying he was for the execution of the team?
Yeah.
Like,
but
ugh.
From a sales standpoint, can you imagine having a Brady 12 creamsicle jersey?
Absolutely. I love it.
But you know, if you wait till 2023, you might miss it.
You and I argued once that the Tennessee Titans should allow the Texans,
the Oilers,
to have a throwback Oiler jerseys for players like J.J. Watt back in the day. Like, like if you, again, if you're a lifelong Houstonian and you've lived there generations and you grew up loving Bum Phillips, Earl Campbell, Dan Pastorini, and those Oilers, and J.J. Watt is playing in Houston, and you could get a hold of a Oilers J.J. Watt jersey, they would be gobbled up in 10 seconds.
Let's face it. Titans are never going to have that as a throwback
Absolutely,
jersey.
Absolutely never.
They can't.
Never.
If they ever have that plan, it will, I mean, Houston might invade. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know, war politics in between states, but that could be a catalyst for one.
Absolutely, they never will. That would be like if the Baltimore Ravens honored like Brian Sipe, and Greg Pruitt,
Jim Brown.
Like, yeah. You know what? You guys look like us, but we're really the Browns. Like Cleveland would go, no. Even though this is a worthless expansion team that has never given us any joy whatsoever, this is still our Browns.
That's ours,
right? Yeah, no kidding.
That's why it's dumb.
I think the Buccaneers. The thing that bothered me about the changeover for the Bucs was I think that swashbuckling Buccaneer logo of the Bucs back in the day was really gorgeous. It was a really beautiful logo.
Yeah.
That they just flushed down the toilet. And I think that's too bad. But the creamsicle stuff is, it's a good color combo, man. I always liked it.
It is. I mean, and that helmet, you can just picture. I can't wait to see it. I just wish it could be this season.
Yeah, I want it this
season. I'm sure they can get a jersey manufacturer to, pop those puppies out quickly.
You know, I used to like it when Brady was in the old Minuteman, red jersey Minuteman helmet back in the day. When they actually did do this without any fear of, the helmet not being correct. I just can't believe that's the excuse. That doesn't make any sense.
And the Kelly Green is nice, too.
Kelly Green is great. That's a good one. That's a really, really good one. Yeah, good. Good. All right, we'll talk Villanova basketball. Well, how do they stack up against Kansas, especially without Justin Moore? That is coming up next as we continue with Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.